Woven Nest. This is the story of Nid Tisay in Napa Valley, California, written by Lisa Perotti Brown for The Wine Palette. Marie-Laure Ammons grew up in the rural Limousin region of France before moving to Napa Valley to start a family. A few years ago, she launched her Nid Tisay label with Chardonnays from Hyde and Bacigalupi vineyards in Northern California, then added a Pinot Noir from Radian Vineyard in Santa Rita Hills. Meaning woven nest in French, Nid Tisay symbolizes Marie-Laure's journey. After two internships in Burgundy, I fell in love with this noble grape, Marie-Laure told me when we tasted her very first 2019 and 2020 Chardonnay releases. Well-made Chardonnay reflects a terroir, and the spectrum of flavors is wide. Its evolution over time in the bottle is unique. Marie-Laure was raised close to the land. Truly farm-to-table, my family enjoyed meals made from the vegetables we cultivated, the meat we raised, the fruit we harvested, and making apple cider from our orchard, she said. Considering my relationship with the land, it was no surprise that I gravitated to winemaking. After graduating from the École Viticole of Libourne, Bordeaux, and studying in Beaune/Dijon, I pursued experiences working in Bordeaux, Burgundy, and other southern wine-growing regions of France. Ultimately, my passion for wine landed me in California, where I worked alongside Pierre Seyan at Stone Street, and then with Mike Sullivan at Hartford Court. While in California, Marie-Laure met her husband, Frederick Ammons, who was making wine at Rudd and the Napa Reserve, among other Napa Valley wineries. The couple then moved to Bordeaux for a few years, where Marie-Laure participated in four harvests at Doulon-Négociant. Afterwards, they returned to Napa, and Marie-Laure secured a position working with Philippe Melka, one of the valley's most respected winemaking consultants. After 18 vintages of dedicated work with Atelier Melka, I started producing my own wines in 2019, said Marie-Laure. Partnering with growers who have long histories and unique terroirs, Nid Tisay was born. In 2019, two Chardonnay labels were produced, both from single vineyards, Bacigalupi Vineyard in Russian River Valley and Hyde Vineyard in Los Carneros, Napa. In 2022, a Pinot Noir from Radian Vineyard in Santa Rita Hills was added to the range. The wines are made at Hyde Estate Winery in Carneros, Napa Valley. Minimum intervention in my winemaking allows for full fruit expression, Marie-Laure commented. I age some of the Hyde Chardonnay in a clay amphora made by the Minetti family in Italy, which brings some saltiness to the finish and more fruit expression. In 2020, the year of the widespread wildfires in Northern California, only Hyde Vineyard Chardonnay was produced. In 2021, I produced only a small amount of Chardonnay due to the drought. I will continue producing Bacigalupi and Hyde Chardonnays in the future. In 2022, I started making Pinot Noir from Radian Vineyard in Santa Rita Hills, where I believe some of the best Pinot Noirs in California are being produced. Nid Tisay's wines convey Northern California's flamboyance with a subtle undertone and remarkably satiny textures, all at relatively modest alcohol levels. My focus is on making wines with a sense of place, sophistication, and freshness, plus texture, all while respecting the fruit, acidity, and oak, maintaining balance, Marie-Laure told me. I want my wines to be approachable and have some age capability. Looking homeward. In 2020, tragedy struck when Marie-Laure lost her identical twin sister, Cécile, to cancer. We both studied winemaking together in Bordeaux and Burgundy, and while Cécile stayed in France, eventually to work for Rémy Martin in Cognac, I ventured to California, said Marie-Laure. She was always passionate about the wines of Pomerol, and after talking to a fellow student from our winemaking class in Bordeaux, Gail Arpin, we decided to create this cuvée in her memory. The cuvée is called Cécile, and the fruit was sourced from Gaël Arpin's vineyard in Pomerol, Château Franc-Maillet. I love the unique aromatic profiles and tannins of the wines from Pomerol, said Marie-Laure. To me, this is the most Burgundian of the Bordeaux appellations, being more vineyard than brand-driven. Gaël's great-grandfather, Jean-Baptiste, purchased 1 hectare in Pomerol after the First World War in 1919. The estate is now 5.9 hectares. To make this blend, I selected specific Merlot and Cabernet Franc barrels and then came up with a blend of 80% Merlot from 55-year-old vines and 20% Cabernet Franc from 45-year-old vines. The wine was aged in once-used barrels for 19 months. Marie-Laure made 2 barrels, 50 cases, of the 2022 Cécile Pomerol. It is impossible to think of Chardonnay without thinking of Burgundy, said Marie-Laure about her Pouilly Fuissé. Ever since I was a student in Beaune, I have always wanted to make wine from this iconic region. I was introduced to Thierry Janos 2 years ago. He was the cellar master for Domaine des Comtes Lafond for a few years, and in 2007, started his own domain with Richard Beauce in Meursault called Janot's Beauce. When I barrel tasted in his cellar, his Pouilly Fuissé stood out to me as being a very distinguished, delicate wine with aromas of acacia and peony honey, which are a reflection of this specific terroir. Then, I visited the vineyard and fell in love with the site, spectacularly situated just below the Roche de Vergisson. This Chardonnay comes from an organically farmed 40-year-old parcel called Trémy. The 2023 Nid Tissé Pouilly Fuissé was made in the cellar of Thierry Janot in Meursault using all native yeast, with no filtration. It was aged for 10 months in Burgundian oak barriques, 15% new. 75 cases were made. Production at Nid Tissé is small, yet these wines are well worth the hunt. 2025 update. In 2025, Marie-Laure began sourcing fruit from Oakville Ranch in Napa Valley. I had the opportunity to taste her upcoming 2025 Oakville Ranch Cabernet Sauvignon and Cabernet Franc from Barrel, both of which are already stunning.